you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can visit us here every week at 9:30 a.m. on Heaven 97 KHVN in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Or you can listen streaming online at true-church.org. I wanted to lead off this broadcast and give the announcement again about our recording. We will be recording live September the 18th. That's a Friday night at 7 p.m. The fifth installment of The Truth Behind Hip Hop. It will be Truth Behind Hip Hop Part 5. And we will be recording that in Arlington, Texas at Cornerstone Baptist Church. At the end of this broadcast, we will actually air the commercial for the recording. So please bring your youth groups, bring your parents. Parents, don't just drop your children off, but make sure you're there because there's going to be special information for parents and young people. Y'all, we're going to deal with the hip hop. We're going to deal with hip hop in the church. We're going to deal with hip hop in the world and how it's affecting us as a people. Y'all, we're going to deal with the black race, and we're going to really believe God for a spiritual breakthrough for our young people, because our young people are suffering in this time like never before. People are just giving up on them. A lot of them are born in family situations that are negative. And y'all, these young people are just struggling to make it in this time. So we need to make sure that we try our best to inform them and help them and encourage them. So make sure you attend and get there early. Doors will open at 6:15. We have a lot of people coming from out of town. So make sure you get there early so you can get a good seat. And we will be shooting a video that night. And also, we will be releasing our book, The Truth Behind Hip Hop, a book I've been working on probably 9 years, really working on it hard for the last 5 years, and just trying to make a complete book. You know, I didn't want to release a book that was incomplete. I wanted to make sure I knew what I was supposed to know. And that is kind of how God has taken this whole ministry. People asked me back in the year 2000-2001, when I first started, I didn't do any radio interviews, and people were like, why don't you do radio interviews? I was like, well, I'm not ready to do radio interviews. I'm still hearing God. Then people would say, why aren't you doing talk shows? We wouldn't do any talk shows, and we wouldn't go on talk shows or anything. And I said, I'm not ready. I'm just not ready for that. And people would just, I mean, you'd be shocked that people would say, you ruined in the ministry, you messing it up. And I let people know, you know, I have to do things in stages as God prepares me. This is why it was this year when we decided to even get on the radio and have a weekly broadcast, because I had to make sure I was spiritually mature, spiritually ready to handle what I needed to handle as it pertains to dealing with the public on this level. And you know, a lot of people move into pastoring and preaching and different things without really preparing. And not to say that I'm doing everything right, but I do want to make sure that I have certain things under my belt before I move forward, because we have to make sure that the enemy doesn't have a foothold with us and that we can deal with the things that come, because if things come too early and too soon, you will be lifted up in pride, just like we talked about last week. So make sure you attend The Truth Behind Hip Hop this September the 18th. That's a Friday night. And we'll give more information on that at the end of this broadcast in the commercial. But we've been talking about pride and being lifted up in the flesh. And please get a good understanding of what I'm saying. When I talk about pride, I'm talking about when men are lifted up in themselves, they're lifted up in their ability, they're lifted up in their look. And this is really hurting the body of Christ when preachers are lifting themselves up. And I talked about Facebook and MySpace and different things last week with, you know, a lot of our preachers just primping. And it's nothing wrong with pictures. It's nothing wrong with even having your Facebook page if you want to communicate with people or whatever. But a lot of people are getting in trouble behind these things because they're using them as opportunities to lift themselves up. They're using them as an opportunity to make fans. And whatever you making fans, especially when you're a man of God or you're a preacher, we are not supposed to make fans because people are supposed to be fans of God. They can admire you, but they're not supposed to worship you. They're not supposed to lift you up as a fan. So let's get real about this thing, and let's make sure we understand that when men are lifted up in the flesh, when men do not deny themselves, then they don't deny themselves. That means that there are some pleasures in the flesh that they are indulging in that are sinful. Because if they lift themselves up and want to be glorified in public, you better know that they want to be gratified in private. So let's talk about fasting, because fasting is the best way to deny yourself. It's the best way. It's the way that's biblical. It's the way the Bible has given us for self-denial and to really take your flesh down a peg or two, like they say, to take yourself down. This is the ideal way, the biblical way. The word fasting comes from Greek words nestia, which is the compound of ni, which is a negative prefix, and estia, which is to eat. So basically, nestia or fasting means to not eat. And that's what it's all about. It's about pushing the plate away. Man, if we had regular fasting in our churches, boy, folks would be healthy. But let's get a good understanding of this so we can understand. You know, I know around the first of the year, a lot of fasts start in different churches and people begin to fast and fast for different reasons. They fast for, you know, church growth. They fast for people to be saved. They fast for all these different things. But the true fast that is really biblical is beneficial to the person that is doing the fasting. Now, please understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's wrong for your church to go on a fast. You know, the book of Joel, when he said, blow the trumpet in Zion, he said, sanctify a fast. He said, call a fast among everybody, the whole assembly. Let's call a fast and let's fast together. But as you're fasting, a whole church together not eating, don't move the hand of God. Now, understand this. This is not an act you do to get favor from God. Fasting is not for that. If you need a job and you want a job, fasting is not going to get you a job. If you don't have any money, fasting is not going to get you money. So let's get that understanding. Fasting is for your flesh. Now, fasting helps you to deny your flesh so that you can hear God and you can follow God without other influences in your way. So it really purifies your flesh or causes your flesh to take down so that you can be more keen to what the Spirit is saying and doing. So understand this, please, people. We have to get this in the right perspective. I hear people all the time, you know, I'm looking for a job, so I'm fasting. You fasting for a job? You can't fast for a job. You don't fast for a job, but you do fast to deny your flesh. This is what the fast really is, because not eating, your body desires food. I have a singles video where I talk to singles about sexuality and when they're wanting sex or they have problems with sex. The best thing to do is to fast, because you deny your flesh the pleasure of food. And when you deny yourself the pleasure of food, sex won't even matter. If you get hungry enough and your lips get crusty enough, you ain't gonna be worrying about kissing nobody. You'd be wanting to kiss a hamburger or something. So this is what fasting is all about. And you know that first of the year people call the fast and they say, well, we gonna all go on the Daniel's fast. Well, the Daniel's fast is not going to move God either, because when Daniel fasted. Daniel was fasting because he didn't want to eat meat that was sacrificed unto idols. So he said, I'm not going to eat meat. I'm just going to eat vegetables. And they said, well, then you're going to look different than everybody. And he said, no, if I don't eat meat, I'll look the same. And any vegetarian will tell you, I know some big old fat vegetarians that don't eat meat. So any vegetarian will tell you that you can still put on weight without eating meat. So when we talk about a Daniel's fast, it's nothing wrong with using that as a purification. You don't want to eat the meat. You don't want to eat the toxins in the meat or the hormones or whatever. You just want to eat vegetables. That's fine. But that is not a self-denial fast. Please hear me, people. And when we talk about biblical fasting, the scripture is clear because the word means to not eat. If you're going to move the hand of God, you do not do it with a fast. You don't do it with a sacrifice. But this is where we need to really understand what a fast is about. You cannot fast from food and get the hand of God to move. That is not what fasting is for. But please hear this. When you do fast, when you do go a time without food, your spirit is sensitive to the Spirit of God. That means that all of the things that were in your way, when your flesh got so strong that you begin to pleasure your flesh, you begin to seek after the things of the flesh, and you begin to deny the things of the spirit because your flesh is at a place where it's so strong. When you deny your flesh those pleasures by fasting, understand that it begins to work in your favor because you'll hear God. You'll get in the face of God. You can hear the things of the spirit. We know that the flesh wars against the spirit, of course, according to the word of God. So when the flesh is being disciplined through a fast, the spirit of the Lord, his words become clearer. That means in the spirit realm, you're able to hear what God is saying. You're able to read the word, especially when you couple fasting with praying. This is why the old folks used to say, I'm fasting and praying. That's because when you deny yourself food and then you pray and talk to God, you can hear him more clearly. Now, ultimately, when everyone fasts together, then yeah, you will have a great spiritual breakthrough because people's flesh is denied. But listen to this, people. You can't do these things and still pleasure or indulge in other pleasures of the flesh. In other words, you see people go on fast and they say, yeah, I'm going on a fast for 10 days and I'm not going to eat for 10 days. And you say, oh, good. Well, where you going now? Well, I'm going to the club because, you know, I mean, I ain't giving up everything. And I'm like, okay, you fasting for 10 days, but you going to the club? I mean, what are you trying? You trying to smell the liquor on folks' breath more clearly? I mean, I don't understand how people do that, but people actually do that. They'll say, I'm fasting. Oh, really? You're fasting? Where are you going tonight? Well, I'm going to the movies to see The Next Friday. You going to see The Next Friday? Why are you fast? And see, this is why I don't understand. You've taken your flesh down by not eating, and you're trying to discipline your flesh, but you're going to go hear Chris Tucker and Ice Cube cussing for 2 hours straight and smoking weed? I don't understand. But people of God, listen, the purpose of the fast is to deny your flesh, but you can't deny your flesh food and feed it filth at the same time. This doesn't make any sense. So let's get this under the right perspective. And let me tell you some of the things that can really hurt your fast. I mean, if you're fasting, then you don't need to be watching movies full of cursing and sex. If you're fasting, you don't need to be listening. How are you fasting? And then you got the Roots playing in the radio. I still don't get it. And then internet activity, some of your internet activity that's questionable. You on a fast and you looking at bikini websites and junk, or atmospheres that you go into that you're subjecting yourself to. Why would you be in a club while you're fasting? Why would you be at a bar at places where everybody's drinking and you, well, I ain't gonna drink today because I'm fasting. Why? I mean, why are you in there? You're not denying yourself. So you got something working against your own agenda when you are trying to fast from food and yet filling yourself with other pleasures. And this is what makes it hard when people go on these weird fasts. You know, well, I'm not going to eat no chocolate for 2 weeks. And that's not a fast. You should do that anyway. That's your reasonable service. I mean, you weigh 400 pounds. You don't need another Snicker bar. So, I mean, this ain't a fast. This is a life-saving 2 weeks for you. I mean, this is a heart help 2 weeks. This is not a fast, people. So we got to make sure we understand the fast is to bring our flesh under the subjection of the spirit. So that means that we're not going to feed ourselves. We're not going to eat. And I know people are saying, well, I can't go 3 days without eating anything. Well, then you just try to, you know, do what you can do, but you have to come up with some kind of system to where your flesh is totally being denied pleasure. This is how you fight off pride or the things that lift your flesh up, especially when it comes to sexual sin. You know, we live in a generation where many people were raped and hurt and molested and had sexual violations. And a lot of times these things come in the form of sexual addictions and they begin to overtake people. The best way to deal with it, I get emails. Well, I can't stop masturbating. I can't stop watching porn. I can't stop doing this and that. If you have problem with those issues, this is the way to stop it. Fasting. Fasting will do it. Disciplining yourself. We cannot walk around with a severe case of the can't help it and call ourselves believers and Christians. We can't walk around just, I mean, we're doing good for 2 weeks, then all of a sudden they come find us and we just got an overcoat and our drawers on in the alley somewhere and they can't figure out what's going on. We can't live our lives like that as believers. So we have to get our flesh under control. And the best way to do it is with the fast. Because when you deny yourself food, when you don't eat, I guarantee you the other things in your body that are crying out for attention will eventually be silenced by the need for food. And it's a known fact, and any psychiatrist will tell you this, that if you can go 21 days without anything, you break the habit and you don't need it anymore. And so 21 days is the mark. If you can go 21 days without it, you won't need it again. So if you're having a problem with porn, if you're having a problem with women, men, whatever your problem is, 21 days of a fast, you stop eating, you eat maybe just lightly or drink something or do a juice fast or something like that and bring your flesh under control, I guarantee you after 21 days, those things will not even be appealing to you anymore. And, you know, let me go through some of these myths before we run out of time of fasting, because this is going to help you understand where I'm going with this whole fast, because a fast is really just showing your flesh who the boss is. And that's the whole purpose of it. We want to show our flesh who the boss is. So when our flesh is out of control, when you're dealing with anger and when you're dealing with frustration and when you just, you know, you just want to cuss somebody out all the time, it's time to go on a fast. You know, when you're ready to fight at the drop of a dime all the time and everything is getting on your nerves, it's time to go on a fast. When you can't control yourself, your sexual urges, lust and different things, and you know you ain't married, it's time to go on a fast and show your flesh who is boss. But let's talk about some things that a fast is not about so we can get a good understanding. First of all, a fast is not a diet. You know, you don't use a fast as a diet unless you are purposely dieting. But if you're going to fast spiritually, then you need to deny yourself food and you need to couple that with prayer and believe that you're going to hear God clearer because you are fasting. If you want to go on a diet fast, go on a diet fast. You want to go on a Daniel fast, go on a Daniel fast. But if you're going to deny your flesh, then you specifically need to target that and say, you know, this is why I'm not eating, because I want to bring my flesh under subjection. The second myth is they always say, you know, you can't tell anybody you're fasting. If you tell somebody you're fasting, you're just broken. I remember one time I was fasting and I told somebody, it's like, oh, you got to start all over, and I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But people actually grew up believing that you don't go around telling people that you fast. Well, you know, in some instances, it's okay to tell people you fast. You're just not supposed to walk around looking like you fast and trying to humble other folk because you look like you starve. And this is what Matthew 6 and 16 was saying. The scripture says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they might appear unto men fasting. So we're talking about hypocrites, folks that aren't really fasting. They're just walking around looking like they're fasting. This is what the scripture is telling us. So they go and get a Hostess powdered donut and kiss it every morning and walk out the house looking like a homeless person trying to look like they haven't eaten. And they really have eaten. The Bible says they have their reward when they do those things. It says, but you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, and put some Carmex on them lips, that you appear not unto men to fast, but unto the Father which is in secret, that the Father which is in secret may reward you openly. So you don't walk around trying to have a testimony of fasting and show everybody, yeah, it's been 30 days and look at me. Oh, I'm going on in Jesus' name. You don't want to look like that. The Bible said, no, you walk and talk and look normal. But I mean, if somebody try to offer you a slice of brisket, it's okay to say, hey, I can't eat that right now. You know, I'm fasting. They say, oh, okay, okay. The third myth of fasting is that fasting moves God, but fasting does not move God. We are done away with sacrifices. Fasting is not a sacrifice. You are not sacrificing anything unto God by not eating. You sacrificing unto yourself because you're denying your flesh, but that does not move God and make God look at you and say, oh man, he done gone 60 days without eating. Oh, I better give him a blessing. No, that's not how it works. The fasting does not move God. There are no more sacrifices. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, and he was the end of all sacrifices. The next thing, fasting is for our body, not for God. So it's for our own benefit. Listen to this. Your body, the benefit of your body, fasting benefits you, and it helps you to deny the flesh and deny the things of the flesh so that you can hear the spirit. So it's a benefit for you, not God. So you're not doing God a favor by fasting, but you're doing yourself a favor by fasting. And finally, fasting must be a challenge or it won't work. You can't say, well, I'm not going to watch any R-rated movies for 60 days. I'm going to watch PG-13, but no R-rated movies for 60 days. That's not even a challenge because they putting everything in PG-13 that used to be an R. So that's not a challenge. Fasting must be a challenge so it will work. So you really have to put your flesh through something. And I believe in what we call an E-fast. And that means fasting from entertainment sources and fasting from the internet or from music or from different things for a time when you feel like these things are ruling your life and governing you. Yeah, I believe that you can do away with those things for 21 days to stop some habits and different things. I believe in that. But the true fast of the Bible was not eating. And this is to deny your flesh and set your flesh in the direction that it should go in. But because of sexual sin and perversions and different things, y'all, fasting is essential. And we don't hear a lot about fasting. And when people do fast, they're not giving up much. You know, they still eating a hamburger and leaving off the fries. You know, they still eating hot wings, just leave off the sauce. I mean, come on, y'all. If we're going to really fast and do this, we need to push the plate away for a set time so that we can get before God. And when we pray, we can hear what he's saying. We can hear what he wants and he'll be close to us. When I went on a 30-day fast one time, I didn't eat anything. I just drank water and I took some, you know, vitamin juice or whatever. But I went 30 days. And when I went that time, man, I could smell stuff. It's like all the toxins that we're so used to eating, those things begin to just come out of me. And I was able to smell and taste flavors that I hadn't even tasted in years. I could smell things. I remember I was sitting on the plane, me and my wife sitting on the plane while I was going through this fast, and boy, somebody way in the back of the plane opened a can of chips, and man, I smelt those chips like I was a coyote. And I was like, oh, somebody opened some chips, somebody opened, there's some Lay's stacks, I know what kind it is. I mean, it's like I could smell. Like, I mean, my sense of smell was keen, but that's because all the toxins had just begun to flush out of my body and I was healthier. I cannot tell you the benefit of this. When you go a period of time without eating and really pray and seek God, not only are you toxins leaving your body and different things, but spiritual toxins leave your body. Those voices that you're hearing too much, those things that are in your way, those people that you're too connected to, all those things that you're doing that are separating you from God, those things will be broken, and you'll just release those things just like toxins from you spiritually, so that you can be closer to God and hear God, especially when it comes to pride and lifting yourself up. And people know when they have self-esteem problems. If you know you have a self-esteem problem and you're always looking for somebody to say you look cute, you're always looking for somebody to think you look good, you're always looking for somebody to tell you how good you can preach, you're always needing somebody around you, you need a cheerleader, you need a cheering section, you always need these things, that's because your esteem is low and you need people to build you up. Well, a fast will break that. It'll break that so that the Spirit of the Lord can build you up. You can be close to God. You can operate in the spiritual things. Don't you understand? When you're able to cast out a devil, do you know what that does to your spiritual esteem? When you're able to speak in tongues as the Spirit gives you utterance, not as somebody gave you utterance for years and you've been hearing them same tongues over and over so you can repeat it just like them. No, when the Spirit of God overtakes your spirit and speaks through you, do you know what that does to your spiritual esteem? It boosts you, and that comes from fasting and getting close to God and understanding what God is saying. Now, in the Bible, they fasted even for direction, and I'm going to close with this, but Acts 13:3, they fasted for direction, which way to go, even when they were talking to Paul and Barnabas and they were going to separate the two of them and they needed direction on where to go next. They had to fast. You know why? Because this was a tough time for them to separate Barnabas and Paul. These guys had been together. They had walked together. And now God is saying it's time to separate and go your own way. Could you imagine? In the flesh, many people were like, no, we need to stay together. We need to stick together. This is not of God. This is not of God. And you can only imagine what the people were saying. So this is why they had to put themselves in a position to deny their own agenda, their own wants, and their own will. They had to deny what they saw as a plan. They had to deny what they thought was a good move and do what the Spirit of God told them. But they could not have done this without a fast. They had to deny themselves and die of their will to follow the will of God. I hope this lesson has blessed you, and I hope you get a better understanding of what a fast is and what a fast is not. And of course, there are many variations to the way you may fast, but make sure the fast is a true challenge to your flesh so that your flesh can be denied and the Spirit of the Lord can speak through you. Let me pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray right now. Father, there are many that don't understand or haven't understood the concept of fasting and what you really meant by it and how it really benefits us. But Father, I pray right now that fasting would become the focus of some of our ministries right now so that we can get people's lives in order and they can deny their flesh and fleshly pleasures. And Father, we can hear you more clearly as a church, as a body, as a people. Father God, as we deny ourselves food, as we push the plate away, Father, that you would strengthen us in the Spirit and speak to us and give us direction, give us hope for the future. Father, I pray right now, Father, that you would just bless all of us, Lord, to understand how when we push the plate away, it only brings you closer. And it's not a sacrifice unto you, but it's a sacrifice that we make to get close to you, to hear you, to understand what you're speaking, and Father, to do the things that you would have us do. God, we won't know what to do if we don't get direction from you. So I pray right now that we make a fast a priority. We make fasting like it used to be, God, where we would take the time to push the plate away and seek the face of the living God. In Jesus' name. We'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.
How powerful is music? Music will make you do something you hadn't intended on doing.
EX Ministries presents The Truth Behind Hip Hop, Part 5.
Are you gonna be a gospel gangster? The Bible. say, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new.
Friday, September 18th at Cornerstone Baptist Church, 5415 Matlock Road, Arlington, Texas. Service starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:15. Admission is free. For information or special seating, call area code 214-793-3120 or visit us on the web at exministries.com.
Look at somebody say, case closed.